AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray called for the reauthorization of a government surveillance tool set to expire at the end of the year, warning there would be devastating consequences for public safety if the program is allowed to lapse.
What I would say that is unique about the environment that we're in right now in my career is that while there may have been times over the years where individual threats could have been higher here or there than where they might be right now, I've never seen a time where all the threats, or so many of the threats, are all elevated all at exactly the same time.
At issue, Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which allows the government to collect without a warrant the communications of targeted foreigners outside the U.S. President Biden is hitting the fundraising trail, looking to get donors before the end of the year. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The push starts today in Boston with three events.
You've got a friend.
Including a concert by James Taylor called You've Got a Friend in Joe. The president will be in Los Angeles Friday for fundraisers with Raiders of the Lost Ark director Steven Spielberg and other celebrities. He'll also attend events here in Washington tomorrow and Philadelphia next week, seven in all through Monday, for what the president calls a different election because of what's at stake, with Donald Trump expected to be his GOP opponent. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will vote next week on formally authorizing its impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Air Force Special Operations Command says it's identified the eight service members lost when their Osprey crashed off the coast of Japan and is now focused on recovering all their bodies and the aircraft debris. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. Negotiators at the COP28 summit produced a new draft of what's expected to be the core document of the talks.
The first global stocktake on climate looks at what's happened since the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, how off track it is, and probably what's needed to get it back on track. The CEO of COP28, Adnan Amin, tells the Associated Press,
"This is a COP which there is tremendous public scrutiny about what's happening and public interest in what's happening."
However, Amin says there's much work to be done on it.
"We're going to have our work cut out. There's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of heavy lifting to do. So I think the room for that kind of positioning is not really there. There has to be substantive engagement and progress that has to be demonstrated."
Clearly, whatever's adopted has to be agreed on by consensus. So it has to be at least near unanimous. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.